From Washington, this is VOA News. Otto Warmbier, the American college student who was detained in North Korea for nearly a year and a half, has died. His family made the announcement Monday afternoon. Warmbier was returned to the United States last week in a coma. Doctors in his hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, said the 22-year-old had suffered severe brain damage while in North Korea, but that it was not clear what caused it. North Korea said Warmbier fell into a coma soon after he was sentenced in March of last year for stealing a political poster from a North Korean hotel. The regime claimed the young man fell into a coma after contracting botulism and being given a sleeping pill. But the Warmbier family heatedly disputed that claim, saying the pariah regime had, quote, brutalized Otto. In the family's statement released Monday, it said, "Unfortunately, the awful, torturous treatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experienced today." A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was injured in the crash. Officials called it a deliberate attack. The 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. A bomb squad has secured the scene, and a Kalashnikov rifle, handguns, and gas bottles were found in the car. France's counter-terrorism prosecutor has opened an investigation into the incident. You're listening to the news from the Voice of America in Washington.